From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, what if? What if Scotland actually does it? What does that mean for the rest of us?
But first, Australian police announced today that they've stopped a plot by Australian followers of ISIS or ISIL to behead an Australian citizen. Prime Minister Tony Abbott told reporters that police raids came in response to intelligence reports that there was a call from the Middle East for followers back home to kill.
Quite direct exhortations were coming from an Australian who is apparently quite senior in ISIL to networks of support back in Australia to conduct demonstration killings here in this country.
Reporter Stuart Cohen is based in Sydney. And Stuart, what do we know about this man? Police say called on Australian followers of ISIS to conduct a beheading.
This guy, whose name is Mohammed Ali Bariele, is a former nightclub bouncer and even an actor from Sydney. He appeared in a bit role in one of the TV shows on Australian television here. But he became radicalized and went over to fight with the ISIS militants in Syria. And at this point, it's thought that he's responsible for about half of the 60 or so Australians who are over in the Middle East fighting with ISIS now. They have issued an arrest warrant, and if he ever comes back onto Australian soil, he'll be subject to arrest. But obviously, while he's fighting with ISIS in the Middle East, there's absolutely nothing that they can do to get him.
Well, meanwhile, 800 state and federal police officers raided more than a dozen locations around Sydney. This is, we understand, the largest counterterrorism raid in Australia's history, 15 people being detained, including, we're reading, a 22-year-old who appeared in court. Prosecutors say he was involved in this plot. What more do we know about the people who were detained on Australian soil?
Well, many of them are Afghan Australians, either Australian born of Afghan descent or Afghan refugees or people who have moved to Australia from Afghanistan. That's about all that's really known about them. They were arrested in the western suburbs of Sydney, which tends to be a very sort of immigrant-heavy section of the city. Now, there was another operation going on up in Brisbane, a few other arrests, and this was thought to be linked to a couple of arrests that happened last week. There were two people arrested for recruiting fighters for and raising money for the ISIS movement.
Well, we know last week Australia raised its terrorism threat level from medium to high, but what's the tone there, Stuart? Is the conversation about ISIS there as elevated as it is, for instance, here in the U.S.? I mean, did this come as a shock to people, or was there a sense that there were followers in the country? Give us some context for this.
There is some talk, obviously, about terrorism. There is a bit of an anti-immigrant sentiment that pervades Australian society. And it's thought that this sort of anti-immigrant sentiment is in some ways what contributes to helping a lot of these people who turn to radical Muslim feel sort of disaffected and disconnected from Australian society in the first place. Obviously, the terror alert level was also raised just a couple days before Tony Abbott, the Prime Minister, announced that he was committing 600 Australian military personnel to the coalition that the U.S. is putting together to combat ISIS. Now, keep in mind, too, Australia has never actually been the site of a terrorist attack. And I think they want to keep it that way. If you remember back in 2002, the Bali bombings that happened in Indonesia, those actually targeted Australian tourists. Mm-hmm. And that was thought to be in retaliation for Australia backing U.S. policies in Afghanistan and Iraq. So that terrorist attack, even though it was in Indonesia, killed 88 Australian tourists. And that still weighs heavily on the Australian psyche. So while there has never been a terrorist attack here, they feel that they are potential targets, obviously, and don't want to see any terrorist attack happen on domestic soil.
Well, you mentioned the Prime Minister's joining in President Obama's call to send troops to target ISIS terrorists in Iraq and Syria. Conversely, is today's news maybe going to make people more hesitant to back that?
Well, There are already members in Parliament, certain senior members of opposition parties in Parliament, who have already said, even before this happened last week when the Prime Minister announced that he was going to commit these troops, they said that that's just going to inflame anti-Australian sentiment and make things more likely that there will be a terrorist attack. There are obviously members of the Muslim community here in Australia who are worried that because of the raids today, that their community is going to be subject to a certain anti-Islam backlash. So there is some real concern from them about what these raids mean. And there are a few people who are concerned that this is just sort of going to inflame sort of a general feeling of, you know, lack of safety in Australian public.
Reporter Stuart Cohen in Sydney, Australia, by Skype. Stuart, thanks so much.
Robin, you're welcome.